What are your memories of Emma's first injection?
Emma wasn't very happy about it because Emma, as a child, was quite a hypochondriac, quite nervous, didn't like injections or anything like that, and would get quite upset. And then I had to practice giving injections and show that I could do it. And at that time, the doctor suggested that I go home and I could practice injecting in an orange, or if I had the chance to use a chicken portion, that would be quite good as well. But I did have to give her one injection in hospital to show that I could do it, it was awful because I'm not very fond of needles myself, and to have to do that to my child. But I did realise I had to do it for Emma's good. You have to put your feelings to one side and just get on with the job, really.
How did Emma react?
She wasn't terribly cooperative. She didn't like it, and she certainly didn't want her mother to be doing it to her.
Can you remember what you were told about diet?
Yes, we had to be very careful with what Emma ate. She couldn't have anything sweet, anything sugary. And we had to calculate things kind of on the weight of a carbohydrate portion would be 10 grams or 10 exchanges, as they called it, and potatoes the size of a small egg. And it seemed to always be counting out at meal times and measuring. And I didn't actually weigh anything because that I felt would just be a little bit too much, but I tried to be as careful as I could, and I had sort of diet sheets to follow. And it was a bit difficult at breakfast times because Emma is rather like myself. She wasn't a great one for eating breakfast, so we had quite a few battles of that, trying to get her to eat breakfast and talking to dietitians, and they said, well, she could just have some orange juice, and if you could get her to eat something, that would be good. And then later on it changes, and you can eat this and you can't eat that. And then orange juice was discovered to be not quite so good. And the whole mealtime thing just seemed to be such a battle, and I felt I'm never going to get this right. And I used to buy special food, and it was a dreadful thing to do, really, but she had a shelf in the pantry with just her things on. They were separated from everyone else's, and I thought that would be a good idea to keep it separate. But then it wasn't so long and I discovered that actually it wasn't a good thing. Emma didn't want to be treated differently to everyone else. It was a big thing with her. She didn't want to be different.